The trouble with them, and let me tell you so free, I'm sure I know at least one of his fathers no better.
Amen.
I know at least one of them, whether that is you or not, because he's been exposed to it. He knows that. I tell you, I've got my head in shame. I've been one of them. I'd leave here with my head dropped in shame if that's all I had to defend what I believe in better and accept it. If that's who you got to defend. All right, baby, could have been Holy Ghost Baptist. Because after they were baptized again, Paul laid his hands on them. And the Holy Ghost said, I say again, thou Holy Spirit has never been administered in a miraculous form without the presence of an apostle. That's why I know he hasn't been baptized with it. That's why I know he has not. He doesn't have a miraculous gift of it. Because it came through the laying on the apostles. I tell you, that's why one time, by the Holy Spirit is administered in a miraculous way without the presence of God. He couldn't do it if his very life depended upon it. All right. Come on down. He said that Christ didn't baptize anyone. What did he? To point out why Christ baptized. Said I couldn't prove why Christ baptized anyone. I never said Christ did this. Christ commissioned his disciples to do it. Christ told men to do it. That's my argument. They baptized by Christ's authority. Christ said men to do it. And the only baptism a man can administer is one. And the only baptism, ladies and gentlemen, I decree that's commanded is one. The only one. That's the man. In the Ephesians 5. I'm trying to get some of that. That is later on. We'll get to the first part of it. Just a little later on. He went to the Ephesians 5 and had the gentleman to read it. He started the 25th verse, husband, love your wife. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that it might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. But he wanted them to read on. He wanted them to read on. It says the washing of water by the word. That's what the Bible says. Isn't that right? All right, but he wanted to read on. Went on reading about a husband and his wife. And he said, I was in the Holiness Church for so many years. And he said, I used to believe like Dr. Hogan. Well, I believe you'd have been better off if you stayed in. You'd have believed according to the Bible. I think this is called the Institute of Divine Metaphysical Research. Is that right? Look like doctor haven't researched enough. He needs to go back and search some more. Because, according to his argument, yeah, he has researched enough. But he said that Ephesians 5:25 was in the dispensation of the law. Did you hear? Did you eat that? Under the dispensation of the law? Yeah! Ephesians 2. I want you to start from the 11th verse where the Apostle Paul was talking. And he spoke of the Jews who were the Gentiles. The Gentiles, rather, who were called the uncircumcision. By that which is called the circumcision, the bread of Abraham. He said at that time,
you were without
Christ, an alien. Not now, but at that time. You're an alien of the commonwealth of Israel, stranger from the covenant of promise, having no hope, and without God the word.
But now,
not back down under the dispensation of law, but now, at whatever time, now, in Christ Jesus, you were somehow far from me. Now, by the blood of Christ, is our peace to have made both one. And what?
Who has made both one.
And did what?
And has broken down the middle wall.
It couldn't have been in the dispensation of law because Christ had broken down that middle wall of partition that stood between you and Gentile and having abolished and expressed the enemy. He was all commanded. But it came in the honor of making himself one man from making peace that he might reconcile both of the God in one body. Father! the wall of partition, if you please. And therefore they were reckoned outside into the one back. This was not out of dispensation law, but of grace. You tell that to those who will listen to you and not God. Because the middle wall of partition had been abolished. He said, now is an adverb of time. Those bad people. Why, ladies and gentlemen, the apostle told them that there's one baptism. And to those bad people, that he pointed out that the Lord had been upon it. Why, sir, he told them that one baptism was wild in Ephesians 5 and 25. But out of all the honest, Titus 3, 5, go over there and get him. I learned when I was a boy. I want to catch a rabbit falling to his hole and smoke him out. I'm going right where he went. Titus 3, 5.
Not our works of righteousness.
Listen. Oh, he starts on that. Not the works of righteousness.
Which we've done.
Which we've done. He even says, well, don't get in the water. That's the work of righteousness. For he says, not works of righteousness which you've done.
But according to his mercy.
That's what he said. According to his mercy, he saved us. And wait a minute. Here he paused there. Yeah, he's driving for it. He sure did have done that. But he said, he saved us. Upon this mercy, he saved us. He paused there. And he knew I was going to let him get away with it. He told the fellow to read on and ruin himself. All right. By the washing of regeneration.
And renewing of the Holy Ghost.
So the washing of his generation was the Holy Ghost, because the renewing of the Holy Ghost came after the washing of water. But you see, here's why he missed it. He started the fifth verse when he should have started the fourth verse, and he got an understanding of what he's talking about. That's the trouble with these fellows. They end up getting the part they want, leave their part alone. Now we're going to start the fourth verse, and this will tell you what he's talking about when he says, not the works of righteousness. This is the hope, and this is God's word. Read the fourth verse.
But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior towards men appears.
After that the kindness and love of God our Savior towards men appears, how?
Not by works of righteousness.
Then Christ didn't come by works of righteousness which we have done. Why, no goodness on man's part that caused Christ to come. But God's love and kindness was responsible for it. What he was talking about, for my not work right, so don't get the water. Well, I declare to you, isn't that something coming from a PhD? After that the time of the love of God, our Savior taught man appeared, not the works of righteousness which we serve. But according to magic, he saved us and told you how about a washing of regeneration. That's a washing, ladies and gentlemen, that is something in connection with regeneration. Jesus said, John 5, 3 and 5, except the man is born of water, out of the Spirit, he comes into the kingdom of God. And you know what he did? I told you he believed it. Went to John 7, the 7th chapter of John, and read the 38th verse. John 7 and 38. Now read that. Go back. Go back.
He that believeth on me.
He that believeth on me.
Now the scripture said.
Now he says that the scripture said. And he went far enough to say, well, any writing is scripture. The newspaper scripture. Do you remember that?
Well, bless your heart, that didn't say as scripture has said. It says as faith. Go ahead and see that.
That's right.
Read it.
He that
believeth on me as
this scripture. Why, this isn't part of the newspaper. Hey, now, let's talk about these scriptures. Not an indefinite article. That's definite. These scriptures are saying. Out of the desert shall flow rivers of living water. This speaking of the Spirit. For the Spirit is not given to be received. For the Holy Ghost is not yet given. Because these are not yet glorified. And then he goes to work to show that it's given on the day of Pentecost. Certainly it was. I agree with him 100%. Holy Ghost and even when it comes to that teaching and baptizing, when it comes, you said of Luke, saying remission of sins to the preachers of name, that did not start before the day of Pentecost, for they had to wait until the Spirit came to God. When the Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, isn't that right? And so he said on that day, talking about how they preach. Then that is when out of that bitter flow rivers of living water, with over 3,000 baptized in those rivers. Ladies and gentlemen, He spoke of the Holy Spirit that his believers would receive. And when the Holy Spirit came, they did preach the gospel of Christ. They spat as the Spirit gave the utterance. What? After they had heard the preaching, which drove conviction in their heart, they want to know what to do. Peter told them, repent and be baptized. Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, fall. The remission. Remission means the canceling, the blotting out, or the doing away with your sin. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So they were not baptized in the Holy Ghost, which he signed as river. They were commanded to be baptized, which was water baptism, because it is commanded, and they will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, which he signed as river, in which they were baptized. They received the gift of the Holy Ghost after repenting and being baptized. That is the teaching, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so many things I would like to get to. I have some subtle part of it that I would like to advance, but I want to call to take a few more of these points, of these things, rather, that he advanced. He said that the two, there were two dispensational religions, and Christ came to fulfill the law. Certainly he did. Christ came to fulfill the law, the fifth chapter of the book of Matthew. And when a thing's fulfilled, that's the end of it. Certainly. The end of the old Mosaic law. It ended at the cross. Christ came to fulfill it, and he did fulfill it. When the thing's fulfilled, he said, that's the end of it. No wonder we read in the 10th chapter of Romans, the 4th verse of Christ, is the end of the law of righteousness. Now listen. Dr. Kinsley has an appointment to meet me here tonight in this discussion. You know why he's here? He's fulfilling that promise. Well, after that promise has been fulfilled, are you looking for him here anymore? No, that ends it. Well, when Christ came, he came to fulfill the law, and he did it for the 17th chapter of John in the 4th verse. He says, I finished the work that thou gavest me to do. He did it. So the law ended when he died on the cross. But this baptism under discretion was commanded after he died on the cross. After he arose, he appeared to the disciples and told them to go teach and baptize. And then, I'm going to have to hit it here and there because so many, and I'm trying to get to a few rebuttal arguments. He called attention to Paul. Admitted, Paul baptized Christmas and Jesus. And he also baptized the household of Stephen. But he proceeded to show that Paul was not supposed to do what he did. Because Paul said, and the first chapter, the first Corinthians, for Christ sent me not to baptize but to preach the gospel. But the thing that I want to get over to you is the fact here are the Corinthians divided over men. One group said, I'm of Paul, another I'm of Apollos, another I'm of Cephas. He said, is Christ divided? Why, he said, was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul?
Really? I thank God that I baptized nobody. I thank God that I didn't do any baptizing.
That is, Paul was glad he didn't baptize any of those people that are divided over men. Now, if I had baptized, you'd been silly enough to say that I baptized in my own name. I'm glad I didn't baptize. I did baptize some of them. I baptized Christmas and Gale in the household of Stephanus. I don't know what I baptized any of them. I'm so glad I didn't. Anyone big enough to be baptized over me, and I'm glad I had nothing to do with your baptism. He didn't say I didn't baptize anybody, but I thank God I baptized none of you. That's in the Bible. Read a little farther.
Lest any man
say, while you're weak enough to say, I baptized in my own name, read.
I baptized all of the house of Stephen.
Do you mean to tell me that Paul went beyond the authority of Christ? He baptized Christmas again. He baptized the household of Stephen. And the 18th chapter of the book of Acts, 18th verse, many of the Corinthians had and believed and were baptized.
Now you mean to tell me Paul went by the, with yonder the authority of the Lord? Sam! Surely a man with a PhD degree knows that this is a lyrical expression. And a lyrical expression, omits words that are necessary. It's loud. And just like Jesus said in John 12 and 42, he that believes on me believes not on me, but on him that sent me. Now you mean to tell me they believed on him and didn't believe on him at the same time? No, he that believes on me believes not on me only, but on him that sent me also. The Lord sent me not to preach the gospel only, to baptize, but to preach the gospel also. It's a lethal expression. Are you a next Paul transgressor? All right. Oh, my. I forgot it. That 30 minutes about gone. Just a few resounding arguments. He made so many blunders here that I'm hardly know which one to get them on the first. There we go. All right, so the rebuttal argument, why he came on talking about, if you please, Colossians 2 and 14. Beware lest any man spoil you from philosophy, obeying the suit after the rudiments of the world, after the dictates of men, and not after Christ. That's true. You'll have to watch it, because Christ taught baptism. Christ commanded baptism. And then, if you remember, he went to the third chapter of the book of John, and began to discuss Nicodemus being a ruler of the Jews, and that, and what had it. But remember, Christ told Nicodemus, except a man, that any man is born of water out of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Being born is a deliverance of coming forth. You cannot be born of it without being first conceived therein. And so it's born of water according to the teaching of the Holy Spirit. Christ, born of water and of the Spirit, was all about Christ before he died, but it did not come forth until after he died. Hebrews 9 and 15 through 18. Secondly, a will is the thing stipulated therein must be made while the testator lives and becomes a force after he died. So it's Christ that became a force after he died, and Christ himself said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will not pass away. I challenge him, even though Christ is under the law, to point out the things that Christ said that passed away. Christ pointed out while under the law that it was said of him of old, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate him, but I can. And you will find that in that fifth chapter. It is said of him and eye for eye, the truth for truth, but I can. Showing that he, ladies and gentlemen, his orders are superior to the law of Moses. And what Christ said, stood. If you doubt it, if you have proof that it didn't, put out the proof that what Christ said has ever passed away. And what he commanded in the third chapter of John, that came before after Christ died. So, so many things that I won't have the time to get to. I'd like to call attention to so many things that he blunders that he made. He said, it is by faith men are saved. But James 2 says, the 17th verse, he was so faith, if it has not worked, it is dead to the Lord. The 24th verse, you see then how that the work a man is justified and not by faith only. This man saying it's by faith. Sure, we're saved by faith, but that faith has to exercise itself in obeying God. Galatians 3 and 26 says, while we're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. That faith must lead him to obey the gospel of the Son of God. And if he obeys Christ, he will submit to baptism of in the kingdom he'll never go. I would like to enlarge on that, but time is about up. He said, God spoke from Sinai on the 6th. Then the city said to him, we are not talking about when God spoke to Moses. We are not discussing God speaking on Sinai. We are discussing wild baptism by the authority of Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins. Well, baptism of a penitent believer in water. That's what we are discussing. All right. And then he said, one more point I wanted to get that he brought out in the story, because I wanted to get to it. He said, of course.
Now, I'd just like to say, my rebuttal remarks, That Dr. Hogan didn't understand nothing I said when I was on the show.
He heard what I said, but he didn't understand nothing. Now let me show you. When John was baptized, he was preparing the way of the Lord. I didn't have time to bring out everything that I'd like to say. And I'm sure he did. That makes it easier, man. But I am telling you that when John was baptized, he was baptizing them in water into Jesus Christ's death. That they might be in the likeness of his resurrection. That's the fifth chapter of Romans. And read right on down and ignore it. Wait, some chapter, chapter, the verse is coming into the fifth verse. And you find out that it's not only that, it runs clear on back to Adam. And all down through the dispensation. And he, you understand? And Paul said in the sixth chapter, said, what shall we say then? We, who are you talking about? We the Jews. Don't you know that many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, was baptized into his death? Is that right? Not Romans say are Gentiles. Now if you read right down to the 11th verse. Same chapter, 11 verses of the sixth chapter of Romans. Paul said, likewise. Maybe you better read.
Likewise, reckon ye also yourself.
Not going to get back to us.
Be dead in Jesus.
That's right. Be dead indeed unto him.
But alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
But alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now here's something else I want to call your attention to. That we, as I said before, and I'm repeating it again. I said, and Adam all died. And I said that Christ was the second Adam. When Adam died out there in the garden, or when he sinned out there, death was pronounced upon all men. Trying to paint things that. Everything died in him. When Christ was nailed to the cross out there, everything dead. When Christ raised from the dead, everything raised from the dead. That leaves on. Now we talked about baptism of the household of death, Steph and I. Is that right? Is that right? Now I want you to know that they were doomed. No record, no way, none of the people Paul baptized was Gentiles. None of them. Then just like he wrote the letter to Corinth, he told him that Christ did not send him to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Preach how? In the name, not in the water. Baptized in the name, not in the water. And to baptize in the name don't mean in the water. And I tried to tell you a while ago, if that's what Christ meant, him being God incarnate, he ought to at least have sense enough to say what he means. Then I said something else that apparently he didn't understand. When I got to quote the fifth chapter of Jesus, he said, I say, but that was under the dispensation of the law. I did not say that. You got the recording machine there.
You play them back over again.
I said that Jesus Christ washed the disciples' feet under the law. Jesus Christ was the Word of God, fulfilling the law. Therefore, I have to wash the disciples' feet under the dispensation. And when he was washing feet, he's sitting there. Peter said, you shall never wash my feet. He said, I don't wash it. Have no part with it.
Is that right?
And I'm telling you that was the washing of the water by the word that Paul is talking about in the fifth chapter of Ephesians. Understand? Now in two different dispensations. Now in the dispensation of grace. Which dispensation? Now that we're living in. It's preaching Christ. Preaching the word. You understand? Doing ELTIGINI nothing. Little. By the hearing of faith. Now we went down to Cornelius' house. Now I get that now. Two minutes. See? Now, also it's going about. Ephesians 5:4-5. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Right? Now he said it's water. I say no. And I'd like you to know this. The Ephesians are Gentiles. And to them there wasn't but one baptism. No water. Water baptism is one baptism. Holy Ghost baptism is another baptism. Gentiles never was baptized in water. So to them that wasn't but one Lord, one faith, and just that one baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's right. Not only to them, the Gentiles. Now let's get to Jews. I want you to get to the sixth chapter of Hebrews. In the first verse. Be on now. Now this, while you read, please recognize the fact that Hebrews are Jews.
Read. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ.
Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ.
Let us go on unto perfection.
Listen, I'm talking about water baptism. Well, what were we discussing water baptism? That's the doctrine of baptism. Dead works. I'll be going to discuss dead works. I'll be glad to take you on. But if you don't bring up something, I wasn't going to answer.
All right, now you'll do the privileges. You want to make us a privilege?
Oh, you don't want me to refer to it. You want me to have him read the scripture, is that it?
I
can make any remark I want to make, is that it?
You mean to tell me now that I have been up here as long as
go ahead,
that's
all.
Time
is
been stopped.
That's what I'm saying. Let him round when he's bringing in new matter that I can't answer.
Brother Hogan's? If you made the proposition pertaining to these talks about us new, then you shouldn't be allowed to bring it in.
Okay.
I think if you want to present that scripture, it's all right to do it tomorrow night, and Brother Holden will have a chance to answer you. But as of now, that scripture has not been introduced tonight. That's a new scripture. And you should present it unless you have a chance to answer. And that was stated at the beginning, and that's your opinion. Don't do it. Hebrews 6 has not been introduced yet tonight, has it?
No, that's correct.
All right.
I agree.
Wait just a minute.
But water baptism is what we are discussing. You understand? Now that's what we're discussing. We did introduce that and made comments. And this, here's a man. Now he referred to a whole lot of scriptures that I never made no references to.
Yeah, but you
have an opportunity.
Just a moment, you've got an opportunity to ask Brother Holbrook, is he coming up behind you now? To answer what you're going to say?
No.
Of course not. Well, that's why you should present this. That's what I'm saying. Present new material that he doesn't have a chance to define. And that's according to the rules of the faith that you, if you know about the faith, you should know that.
You
can ask anything he says right now. You can't take the same
one. Check it out. Okay, we do that.
Don't know what dispensation they belong to.
He wants to spell N-A-M-E, name, with W-A-T-E-R, baptized in his name, by the authority of Jesus, by putting somebody in water. And I'm telling you, water is out. Not to the Jew, and it's also out to the Gentile. In this instance, they're preaching the gospel, preaching that Christ was crucified, buried, raised from the dead. Not to have faith and confidence in him as being the regenerator, as Adam was the degenerator. Have faith in him, in his death, his birth, his baptism, his circumcision, his everything. Then you will be saved. Now you can get in all the way you want to. And I have baptized a whole lot of people. And said the ceremony over. I have did that. Said this, in obedience to the command of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I baptize this, our beloved brother, in the name of the Father, God, and in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. And I didn't know what that was when I was doing it. And down in the water I put, I said baptize in the name, didn't say in the water. See, the remission of sins should be preached in the name. To baptize in the name don't mean put nobody in the water. Now that's my argument. And listen, let me tell you this. All carnal order. And water baptism, literal water baptism, is a carnal order. I wonder if they'd mind if I just read this down in the second chapter of Colossians, where he was talking about.
But the morning.
Second chapter. Yes,
yeah.
We can
see. Beware lest any man spoil
you. No, I want them down that way. Paul talks about
the body. Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ.
Now, wherefore, if you. Now, these Gentiles he's talking to. Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ.
From the rudiments of the world.
From the rudiments. You know what rudiments are?
Of the world.
That if ye be dead, then read.
Why is so living in the world?
Why? You answer the question.
Why is so living in the world?
Are you subject to ordinance?
Are you subject to ordinance?
Any of them. Pick out any of them you want to.
Why?
Just anything you want to. Why are you subject to it? Now, do you see that? What you were supposed to do and what they were supposed to do was to preach the word.
Paul told Timothy, preach the word.
Preach Christ. Preach Christ that he is your circumcision. He is your everything. Don't even give what it is. He's all of that. And if you believe, then that's what it is. Then I want to say this. This is in another reference. See, but it has to do with the same thing. That's Galatians, the third chapter of Galatians. See, Cornelius' man was the first Gentile to come in. And God, I put the question out there to call your attention. Why did God baptize them with the Holy Ghost before they got in the water? And I told you that God was bringing them in according to the way he made the promise to Abraham. That was why. Understand? And to just bring the story right down so we can, anybody can see this wants to. See, in the fifth chapter of Romans, they were just baptized. All, everybody, Jews and Gentiles, see, into Christ's death. See? Through the baptism, through the circumcision, through the resurrection, see, of Jesus Christ. You understand? Now listen, if water, physical, literal water, and the physical, literal blood of fools goes to hell,
dispensations of all. If that didn't do it by a first man's time, well, since what I'm going to do it now? You see that? Now, in Galatians, Paul says this. This only what I learned of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. Now, you can teach him a lesson. When Peter comes to Gaius and Gaius is a Gentile, you understand? See that now? If Gaius is a Gentile, Paul asks men, how did you believe? Did you receive by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Peter went down to Phoenicia, he spoke. While he was just speaking, they received the Holy Ghost without any water baptism. Now, the baptized man has to receive the Holy Ghost is contrary to all Scripture. Why? Because you're crucifying and burying a man that's already alive. And on the day of Pentecost, them that received the Holy Ghost, they wasn't supposed to be baptized anymore. Why? Because they'd already been baptized in John's baptism. Then I want to tell you this, too. You can't baptize nobody into his death as of now. Why? Because he's risen from the dead. It's by faith in his death. In his burial and in his resurrection. That's how it is. Now all of the epistles are just like that. I did bring up the 15th chapter of St. John. Jesus said, every branch on the true vine, my Father is a husband man. See, every branch that didn't bear fruit in him, he took it away. Is that right? Now listen, get the gist of what I'm saying. Where them Jews are growing off branches now, not roots. Now, they introduced, but I never commented on it. The 11th chapter of Romans in the 17th verse, I did mention, I never commented on it. The Apostle Paul says this, that the Gentiles was grafted in among the branches, not buried down there in the roots of John baptized. Now, Paul is not going around twisting himself up in all these defenses. Grafted in by faith. Abraham believed on God, promised to bless the Gentiles by faith. The Jews, they did, under the dispensation of the law. And the dispensation of all in physical things was types and shadows of what was to come in this present dispensation. Now, you understand? The law of the schoolmaster to bring us up to Christ. Now we're up to him. And he's being preached. And in his name, you understand? That all, both Jews and Gentiles, be saved. By faith. Through grace. By his faith. It is a free gift of God. Not the merit that it are earned. Yes, I know that those things that I've been talking about, and this, but the biggest part of all Christendom makes just that same error, mistake. Roman Catholics and what have. Now, it's not in anybody. This is the Bible. I said this for 33 years, and this is not the first debate I've ever had on them. Been debating for 33 years, and every last one of them, I had 5 ministers at a time. Want them to think. What's the trouble? Don't know what you're reading when you're reading. My Bible reads just like his. There ain't no difference in it. This is a dispensation of grace. They're unmerited, not earned. And you can't baptize nobody into a death now because he's not dead. That's why John had to baptize before he died. The Gentiles, by faith, in Jesus Christ, 7 years after Pentecost, on A.D. 40. And Peter was the first one to preach to them. Cornelius was high school. And they got the Holy Ghost without. Now, somebody didn't tell me, well, I thought,
15 says that. Faith without the works of the law. See? Now, many of you scratch your head and don't know what I'm thinking, but I'm talking about that. I'm talking about water baptism. Now, faith without works is dead. Jesus said this to the Jews under the dispensation of the law. That this is the work. That you believe on him that sent me. Now, that's not dead. And by the works of the law, and all incarnate offices under the law, by the works of the law, shall no flesh be justified in his sight.
I wish you'd bring that down.
See, I've got loafing around here now.
You got a man?
Because what I have said to you is the way the Bible reads. And all that stuff that Brother Hogan told you about, messing up and mixing up between them just to say, and talking about, as he said about his feet. I said, Jesus, what feet under the dispensation law? And I said, spoke about the works of Christ, but a thought is stopping about Christ washing feet under the dispensation law. And it's coming up back under this dispensation. What washing of regeneration. Now there's got to be a generation that means coming in. Then there's a degeneration that means going out. See? And a regeneration means coming back. You see what I'm talking about? When God created Adam, he was generated. When Adam sinned, right back the way it went from, come from. Degeneration. Now when Christ died, he went to heaven or to the grave. You understand? Where Adam was appointed to go. You understand? To redeem them. Is that right? Then the Christ raised from the dead. So then Matthew 27:52. Many of the saints were stepped in the dust of the earth, rose and went on into Jerusalem. See, now, I noticed before when Dr. Hogan was down there preaching there down at the tent. And everybody even with me noticed. And knew he didn't know what he was talking about in the dispensation and the ages. Understood that he did. Said a whole lot of things. Same as he did here tonight. See, I told you to begin with. I don't have no dispute with what's in the Bible. And yet I know that it's interpolations and mistranslations in it. You see what I mean? I know that there is that. You see? And let me tell you something else. If I thought that I was wrong about it was this nothing else, it would be my prayer. Sit there and it prayer. To lose this debate. I want to lose. You understand? If I was wrong. Because nobody profits by my life, as Paul said. You understand? And I am telling you, there's no point. I ain't interested in winning no debate, no. What I'm interested in doing is preaching the gospel. Don't care a thing about no debate. And if anything else I'm wrong about, I hope, trust, and pray, and ask you to pray for it. That ought to be good enough. See, that God corrects me and chastises me. You see, and I think that that should be my opponent's attitude and disposition about it. And I definitely say, you cannot find water baptism. Yeah, there's a whole lot of other things I could say. I just put it like this. You can't find no carnal orders in this system. No. Now he just read to you. If you be dead with Christ in the rudeness of the world, why? There's no living in the world. Are you yet suffering from ordinances? He didn't point out no specific one either. Thank you. I've got an interesting thought coming back to me. It's mighty or not. That's
I did. And I hope you never get through it like that. See? Well, we have got to the Holy Ghost.
And it is Christ. He's the one that's baptized with the Holy Ghost. Not me. Not Peter. But I do wish you just wake up for a second and see that it was the Holy Ghost that was speaking through Peter. And they were being baptized in the name. They were believing and receiving the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:38. If any other one of them be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I read all these things. I know almost the Bible in my heart. See? What Peter was preaching that to them people. Preaching Christ. Well, the Holy Ghost was speaking through you. They repent, every one of them, be baptized in the name. Now they're refusing to accept the name of Jesus Christ. You say? Refusing to. And Peter was baptized in the name. When they saw that they were wrong, they had crucified the offensive blow. They were pricked in their heart. And they heard them words. But then what Peter said to them about it, come on, that ain't the same. It was took effect, that is to say, then they were baptized in the name. And then they did receive the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, that same day. God promised to multiply the seed of Abraham as the sand of the sea and as the stars of heaven. That's what God promised to do. And for them men to run around here and baptize all their folks. And this, a lot of it don't even make sense. And Paul was made a minister of the Gentiles. Gentiles mean the rest of the world, except the Jews. I know he preached to the Jews. Just that one man by himself, he couldn't baptize all the people. That's it. Not the living water. Thank you very much.
I want to say that I'm very sorry that we had that rough start of the night, but somewhat disappointed. I know that a man of this full standing should know better than to introduce the matter and it's supposed to be. Of course, if you continue to do so, you have to lay a correction on it. I hope that next person has engaged into this group if they won't protect themselves like that. Tomorrow night, we're supposed to have another discussion over at the other place. Fourth Manor, is that right?
That's right.
Newport
Manor.
Newport Manor?
706
Western.
Southwestern.
607 Southwestern.
Southwestern Avenue.
Southwestern Avenue. 607 Southwestern Avenue. 607 Southwestern Avenue, room 4.
Audience on night's meeting, and the conduct of the characteristics of the best ever experiment that we'll be considered ourselves blessed with, and I'm sure it will be the same. And we'll keep in mind that this is a religious discussion, and that you have some dignity to it, the truth on all else, which I'm sure it will be because the students are both sons of men. They are able men. I don't think much of your time now. Just like you. Back
to the moderator, I'd like to Dr. Henry. First of all, I would like to say that I am happy and glad to be here to speak to you along the lines described in our perspective by the moderator. That is to say that I do not believe that in this present dispensation of grace, I would like to state that truth.